T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy to have you with us here on this Tuesday morning on KMBZ. That is the chuckle of Jason Nivens.
Is it a chuckle or a chortle?
Afternoons on 98.9 The Rock over there. I'm laughing because, as is always the saga here, Dana's microphone doesn't like to stay in one place, and so I'm constantly fighting with it because I need one more headache today, and that's going to be it.
So how hard do you party when you go out and party? Because this has been a couple few days for you now.
Let me tell you.
That's Jamie, by the way. I'm Nivens. I mean, I don't know. You might have a hard time telling us apart today.
Somebody last week said I should fill in for you instead.
You can do it.
I've got your rasp down. That would be fun sometime.
You got it, man. Double shot of Metallica at 5. Let's go.
So is it bad? Are we talked about this a little bit, but I've had a prescription. So I finally went to a doctor because we're 6 days into this now and it's getting ridiculous and I can't hear out of my left ear, which is just irritating. And so my prescription still is not ready.
Whoa.
From like yesterday at 6 PM, probably. CVS.
That's odd.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before, like the things that you never used to have to wait for,
yeah,
that you now have to wait longer for because we don't have staff.
Well, so I went to the Target next door to get the family some stuff because a few of them are under the weather, and a lot of the stuff on the shelves was cleared out too.
Yeah.
So clearly we're all not. I'm doing okay right now.
Man, I don't know.
As far as I know, I'm okay. You may keep this clear screen up between the two of us, maybe I should put a mask on.
But maybe I should. Maybe it'll sound better.
but it does seem like, you know, and I know that we've kind of made jokes in the past about like supply chain issues and this and that and the other. But yeah, it was definitely kind of odd to see so much off the shelves, and then not quite 24 hours, but you know, for your prescription, normally that stuff is.
It's a steroid.
Hours.
Like, it's not even anything major. That it's just the staff. Because I tried to go this morning, and they still don't.
Really?
They still don't have it ready yet. And so then I got the lecture about you really should have been here like 4 days ago. Okay.
Thank you for telling me what I already know.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that.
That's
funny.
Yeah, so we'll get through. How was real fast, let's mention Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, just announced she passed away. 90. 90. My God,
what a life, man, if we can all be so lucky.
Yeah, for sure.
Colin, how familiar, this is going to be
how familiar are you with Loretta Lynn?
Read my mind.
I got you.
Nivens,
I've
awesome.
Heard her name in a song, and that is all that I know.
Yeah, okay. I know of her, and I know the impact that she had, especially in the world of country music, you know? But I couldn't tell you. If you were to play a couple different female artists of that era and say, which one is Loretta Lynn, I don't know if I could honestly tell you, like, yeah, I've got that figured out. Although, yeah, I guess in situations like this, you kind of, if you're like me, you kind of go, well, let's go down that rabbit hole and see what it entails, you know?
I'll be honest. I don't know that if you played her against 3 other artists
of that era,
I don't know that I could pick it out either.
Yeah, you know, and that's, but I know the impact she made.
Yeah, absolutely. The significance of her on country music is, she's 90 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
Quite an impact.
So there aren't many people that we put in that category.
Yeah.
Other than her,
according to this thing from KMBC, her hits included "Coal Miner's Daughter," "You Ain't Woman Enough," "The Pill," "Don't Come Home a Drinking with Lovin' on Your Mind," "Rated X," and "You're Looking at Country." So
okay,
yeah,
She's just a name that you know, and
yeah,
so
for sure.
Age of 90. Also, we're trying to get more details on the movie being filmed on 435. Colin's working on it. I'm working on it. Newsroom's working on it. If you missed, Scott Welges mentioned this earlier during Kansas City's morning news. There's apparently a film crew out that is filming a movie and needs shots of an empty interstate. And this is going until about 11:30, they said. So this is at 435 in both directions at around Front Street to like 210, I-35, that area there. So they are at various points very quickly shutting down 435.
Sure, yeah. You know, they did this. They did this. If you remember, they did this in I-35 years ago with U2 when U2 filmed a video here. And William S. Burroughs came in from Lawrence and they had him basically right there on the exit that I take West Penway area to go home. They did that, I want to say, back in like 94, 95. That could be right. I know it was in the 90s. I just don't know exact date. But and then there was something else I thought recently, too, that happened. But maybe I'm just conflating some things.
It's odd that we wouldn't know, and Scott mentioned this, too, that we wouldn't know ahead of time. Like, usually that kind of stuff is something that...
Around here, yeah.
Well, traffic's going to know.
Sure.
You know, MoDOT's going to... We're going to get those kind of alerts and stuff. But the fact that we didn't... is interesting. So we're all trying to figure it out now. So if you're in that area.
I just hope that there's a guy, David Desmulchin, who was in one of the Batman movies. He played the polka dot guy in the recent Harley Quinn thing. He's from Kansas City and he made something, All Creatures Down Below, recently used parts of KC. He has another idea that I understand. But Kansas nor Missouri doesn't offer up tax credits. That's why you see Ozark filmed down in Georgia. That's why you see places in New Mexico really capitalize on it. And I think that that's something that the Kansas City the Film Coalition or whatever it is has been trying to really work on, is to get those tax credits. Because when you have, I think, a good amount of performers that come out of here that are recognizable names that would probably come back and maybe do something. I'm not going to speak for like an Eric Stone Street or a Paul Rudd or even Jason Sudeikis for that matter. But there is, I mean, you saw Sudeikis when he got his most recent Emmy, the amount of love that he has for Kansas City. And so, you know, it'd be great to see both sides, Kansas and Missouri, work together to try and make that come about.
It seems to be a state problem.
It is a state thing. It's
Steph
not a
Shannon,
state.
Who's a friend of ours from the KC Film Office. We've talked to her about that a lot, that it's the reason, like, I have been pushing. Do you know of Top Chef? Do you know that show Top Chef on Bravo?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
So for those who don't know it, it's a chef competition show, but it's legit. It's considered to be like the one that the best chefs in the country compete on. And it moves. I think they're on season 19 or 20 now. It's been on the air for a really long time. It moves from city to city every year. Like, it started in New York, LA. Yeah. And I have been trying for so long to get them to do a season in Kansas City, because they've done one in Denver and they've done one in Texas. And what everyone tells me is that we don't offer enough money.
Yeah.
It's not us. It's state stuff.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lot of money on the table for something like that.
There's a new, is it Amy Schumer that has a new show getting filmed here? And then you've got, obviously Queer Eye was filmed here. You could get more of
those.
Is it
the other Amy? Who's the other blonde Amy?
Amy Poehler.
Poehler.
Okay, that's
who it is,
isn't
it?
Okay, excuse me. You know, and that's the thing is, like, I think we all would like to see that. And especially, like, we all know, you get out to certain parts of the Flint Hills in Kansas, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous. It's a great, you know, you can imagine like an overhead shot of that or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, will it ever come about? I guess if we get enough people that really put pressure on Jeff City and Topeka to make that happen. Because I've always thought that, like, that's kind of like one of our unique facets, but also kind of like hinders us a little bit, is that we are a landlocked island with half the population on one state and half the population on the other. And it's bizarre for people that don't know Kansas City to come through. I had a buddy of mine passing through that was going from driving a Tesla from Salt Lake City up to New York City. He was a friend of his, and he came through and we got Slaps Barbecue. He's like, okay, so I'm like, we're in KCK. He's like, okay. And then as soon as we went over, you know, we took 670 back through the bottoms. I'm like, okay, now we're in Missouri. He's like, really? Like, just like that. I'm like, yeah, man. He goes, so where are we going tonight? I'm like, Missouri, because we went to Starlight to see Jack White. And he's like, okay. I'm like, but we have Papa Roach over in Bonner Springs, Kansas, which you drove past. He's like, this is confusing, man. I'm like, this Kansas City.
Tell us about it. Yeah, no kidding. How was the event Saturday? I had every intention of getting up and going, and I was up, but I sounded and felt worse than I do now.
It was great for my first time. I've seen it. It's been this particular suicide prevention group has been around for 15 years. Nick Vassos was the MC, so we walked down to Berkeley Park. Our little ragtag group of Odyssey KC people raised shy of $1,000 just in our own little fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the thing that there's two things that hit me really hard. There's a remembrance kind of like alley, if you want to call that, like a wall that they put up pictures. And you see pictures of children, 15 forever, 13 forever, 18 forever. And that just really hit me really hard because, you know, I got a stepdaughter now, 14. And I just think about the life that the world that she's going into. And then obviously, you know, the boy and the baby are 4 and a half and I guess 10 months now. She is 11, almost 11 months. And then there's a video I have of my brother I've told this story quite a bit on air, but my brother Jeff committed suicide a little over 5 years ago. I mean, we talked about it last week actually. And so to be involved in a suicide prevention walk obviously is therapeutic. But there's a video I have of him on YouTube, him and a friend of his, Stephanie, and they're playing guitar because he was learning how to play, and they recorded themselves playing Wagon Wheel, right?
So
now and again when I want to, you know, watch or see my brother or hear him, I watch that video. And at some point, the band kicked into the song. I just lost it. I just started crying. But yeah, it was a beautiful event. Great. I mean, the weather was perfect out there.
It was
really
awesome.
Nice. Talked to some folks afterwards that had either heard me talk about it on this station or down at 98.9. And you know, the gal that put it together lost two of her teenage sons within like 7 months of each other. I met a woman there that lost a couple of sons. I met a gal that had lost her son and then a guy and her husband had lost his nephew, and his nephew was 15 that showed no signs of depression or whatever. And yeah, you know, it's one of those things where like you hope that you can reach a person or two in an event like this, but it's also very, like I said, therapeutic for people, for survivors, because and I mentioned this on stage, and I think I mentioned this last week. There's a real survivor's guilt that happens when you lose someone to suicide. Like you lost your dad, right?
Yeah.
And you miss him, and it saddens you. But like, I talked to someone who we talked about just the difference between someone who chooses to check out versus, you know, whether it's a car wreck, whether it's a natural thing, whether it's, you know, whatever. So there's definitely like overcoming that sadness, that grief for sure is. It's a heavy thing.
I have to tell you real quick before we, because I know we're late for a break, but Tim DeWeese, who heads up Johns County Mental Health, came out with this yesterday because there were new stats out about the 988 Lifeline, the new 3-digit number.
Yeah.
And the difference is that the new 988 has a chat and text feature.
Okay.
So there has been, it's been like a 45% increase in contacts with that Lifeline year over year compared to when they didn't have 988, when they just had the regular
1-800-273-TALK, which is still in existence, but they streamlined it to 988.
And he thinks the difference is the text and chat, it not just phone, but it's people are doing that. And he thinks it is young people.
Mm-hmm.
And you might take that as bad news, but I see that as it is getting through to young people. Like they're actually, maybe they weren't going to call.
Yeah.
But now they will text or chat.
Yeah, I mean, I know you mentioned we have to go to break. We could carry this over to the next one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think, you know, you look at like our generation, and you know, I'm over 40.
Me too.
And a lot of that when we were coming up was like, you got to suck it up, you got to man up, you know, like that sort of stuff. And I feel like we're finally now maybe getting to a place where like it's okay to talk about your feelings. It's okay to be depressed. It's okay to have anxiety. It's as the slogan is, it's okay to not be okay.
Right.
And it might sound kind of catchy and cliche, but it's very true. I mean, seeing, because all walks of life were there on Saturday. It wasn't just one demographic or one group of people. It was every single walk of life that you can imagine from every single corner of Kansas City was there.
We'll get to a break here, but I want to touch on, I want to go back to the part of the conversation about teenagers, about reaching young people.
Yeah.
And at what point you have a conversation with them without Like checking in, how you check in.
Yeah.
How you just check in and see how things are going. Phone number to get in, 913-586-7798. If you'd like to get in here, we'll take a break. Jason Nivens in for John Grayson back in a few minutes here on KMBZ. 913-586-7798 is the phone number to get in here. Jason Nivens in for John Grayson today. So we were talking about the walk at Berkeley Park over the weekend, that addressed suicide, and we were talking about it in particular young people, and I mentioned that we had Tim DeWeese, Johns County Mental Health, on the show yesterday. We're going to play the cut here in a second, but the reason that we had him on was we got our first numbers out about the new 988 Lifeline. That 10-digit number is still in effect, but 988 is just supposed to be similar to 911, where it's just more easier to remember. And so we had asked him about the increase in contacts year over year, and this is what he said.
Yeah, it's surprising in some respects, and then in others maybe not, because it's in the number of contacts. So I think in the article itself, there was a small increase in the number of calls, but the biggest increase is within text and online contacts. And so I think that is not necessarily so surprising, because I think that's what younger people tend to go with, is texting and online, as opposed to picking up the phone and calling.
So it is good, at least, that young people who may not have called before will text or chat with a Lifeline like that. And so one of the things I'm curious about is, we all remember being teenagers, but how old is your...
14. She turned 14 in September.
Okay. So given the stories that you just told me of the people that you interacted with that lost teenagers to suicide, what are your feelings about it? What age you start, and I don't even know what I'm asking here, but like start becoming a little more aware or having conversations with a teenager about mental health?
So, you know, when Jeff checked out, she would have been 8 and a half or so, roughly, right? And so we explained to her that, you know, that he hurt himself and he's not coming back. Like pretty generic, you know. She asked, like, what happened exactly? We didn't go into details because you don't really need to. And as she's gotten older, we check in. We check in pretty regularly. We check in, you know, my wife's pretty upfront about life and about, you know, because where...
You're both really open.
Where I was at 14, where my wife was at 14, and where the bug is at now, I mean, light years away. I mean, a lot different sort of upbringings and situations.
Mm-hmm.
So... You know, she's had a couple of friends that have mentioned about harming themselves or have attempted to harm themselves, so she's very, very aware of it. We check in with her pretty regularly. She sees a therapist for some of her own things that are going on in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, you know your kids, right? Like, I can't tell you, like, talk to your, you know... Because how you talk to, say, your 14-year-old might be different than how you talk to your 10-year-old, you know? Like, even like with my son, right? Like, we've talked about Jeff, and he's like, well, why did Jeff hurt himself? And I'm like, he just was really upset. And you know, he's like, so he's not, and he's 4 and a half, but understands, like, he's not coming back. Like, he sees pictures of him. He knows who he is.
Yeah.
He's aware that he had an uncle named Jeff, but he doesn't, you know, and I think because we've talked to them at pretty young ages, like that'll just continue on. It's kind of like, I don't know, this is probably not like a good analogy, but like I'm adopted, right? So, but it was never like my parents sat me down and said, okay, Jason, here's the thing. You know, we are not your biological parents. I've always known it, right?
Right.
So I feel like and again, I'm just trying to make a comparison here. Growing up, I always knew it. So these kids, we try to stay educated with them. And again, you don't have to go into great details. There's no need for that.
Yeah.
Because there's certain things that like their little brains can't wrap around. But understanding sort of like that people sometimes are depressed, that people sometimes hurt inside. Maybe they don't hurt outside. Maybe they don't it's not like you bumped your knee or you twisted your ankle or you got a boo-boo, or you got a cut. Like there's sometimes that pain is inside. And I think just always communicating that with them so that they feel comfortable talking to us or talking to somebody. Because I know most kids don't want to talk to their parents about things, right? Okay, there's other people out there you can talk to, and I would be interested too with this 988. You know, I missed it, but I don't know if he gave numbers on it. Is it just teenagers? Because there are a lot of people, too. There's a lot of adults that don't want to communicate things.
No, it's not just. But he suspected the bulk of the increase was because of young people.
But I do also wonder how many older people that
yeah.
don't feel comfortable making that call to somebody that's a stranger, but will text it all day long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, I'll just leave it at this and then we need to get to a break, is that as the daughter of parents that didn't talk about anything.
Yeah.
And alcoholism in the family and all kinds of crisis and all that kind of stuff. How I came to be a proponent of therapy, I'll never know because it was not anything that we ever discussed as a kid. But the biggest thing is listen to your kids and then believe them when they tell you. Like, yeah. don't dismiss what you hear.
Right.
If they're telling you, if they trust you enough to tell you, do something with that.
Yeah.
Don't dismiss that. But listen more than anything else.
Well, and also, too, like, you know, kids pick up on things, you know, like just because you don't address the elephant in the room doesn't mean that they don't see it too.
If you want to get in, 913-586-7798. If you're on hold, we'll get to your calls coming up next here on KMBZ.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jason Nivens from 98.9 The Rock Afternoons in middays for John Grayson, who is on vacation this week. And we were just kind of wrapping up our conversation here, talking about our interview with Tim DeWeese yesterday and the ways that we need to be talking to young people about mental health, just to make sure that they know that they're being listened to and heard and that they have someone that cares. 913-586-7798. Hannah called us up out of KC. Hey, Hannah.
Hello. I just wanted to quickly thank Jason Nivens for sharing his personal story regarding his brother. And also, it kind of helps to take away the stigmatism behind mental health. And to know that he has his 14-year-old daughter seeing a therapist. I've got a 14-year-old. She sees a therapist. I feel like it's huge because no one has it together. I don't care what anyone says or what anyone looks like. You know, I don't care who it is. Nobody has it all together. And without having a safe place to go or a safe space to talk to someone, that's when people really do start doing harm because you don't have anyone there to talk to.
Right.
And if it becomes an issue to where people are making fun of it, then yeah, they don't want to say that they have a problem because, you know, I just wanted to say thank you, more or less, because, again, I've got a 14-year-old in therapy, and I have never really talked about it before with anyone, because I didn't know if other people had their 14-year-olds in therapy.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, no, that's. I think it's important that we have these conversations. I think also, too, the one thing that we as parents have to take into consideration is that there's when you think about like growing up, like from our age, our generation to their generation, there really hasn't been a whole lot that's changed. However, there's been one huge shift: social media and cell phones. I remember being a kid, being 14, and talking to some gal on the phone. All right, Jace, time to hang up. Ah, Ma, why? Mm-hmm. Why you gotta do that, you know?
Yeah.
And now they all have instant communication with each other, whether good or bad, and then you have social media, which you can be dragged in, which, like, look, whatever age you decide to give your kid a phone, that's your prerogative, that's your choice. But know that they're going to go through and look through so many different things that we used to have to seek out magazines for or whatever. So I think it's important to have these conversations. I think it's important to recognize that social media, although I've had moments where I've talked to a friend in Paris, a friend in Spain, and a friend, I think, in London at the same time, or in Ireland, all in the same like afternoon. And I just thought how cool that was. Mm-hmm. There's a devil side to this as well. And that is the fact that there's some nastiness out there. And I think it's important to recognize that like these little impressionable brains, no matter if you're like, oh, they seem really mature for their age. They're not. They're 13, 14, 12, 15. There's still a lot of development happening. So Thanks, Hannah. Thanks, Hannah.
We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting in.
Have a great day.
You too.
There's always one that calls and says thank you to Nivens every time we talk about the story. Sometimes
I can reach people, I guess. I don't know. You know?
It happens.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to everybody who got in there. Thanks to a listener who alerted us to this next story. I was not aware that this happened over the weekend. This is not a place that we were going to go at all. But I didn't know that Garth Brooks was playing a show over the weekend. This was at Thunder Ridge Nature Arena in the Ozarks. KY3 had this story. If any of you went to this show by chance, I would love to talk to you. 913-586-7798. So apparently there were a lot of people that never made it inside the venue because of traffic problems. And curious to know if you feel like,
you know,
those people should be getting their money back.
You know, so like there's... You know me. I like to lament.
Anti-cars.
I'm not anti-cars because obviously, like, we now have a second one. And, like, you know, like, I drove here this morning. I try to take the transit when I can. I can justify all day long. One of the biggest things that I have a big hang-up in, and I've addressed this with Ride Casey, is that I live downtown. By Google Maps, it's 7-8 miles away. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't take me an hour and a half to get home. To take mass transit, it shouldn't take an hour and a half to cover 7 to 8 miles. That's just preposterous. But this is what happens when you're kind of stuck in a situation where the only way to get in or get out of a place is by your automobile. I've been to Foo Fighters was a great example. The line was crazy watching people. This is last year, obviously, out in Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
Just crazy watching. I saw a show in, Dodger Stadium out in L.A. Obviously, L.A. itself is very car centric. And like watching people try and get in and out, it's bonkers, man.
Yeah. The Ozarks, though, you have to have a car.
Yeah. What are you going to do? There's no way to get around that.
Other than shuttling people in, I guess that's your option.
But you can have
people park somewhere and bring them in school buses or something to cut down on some of that traffic. So here's what they said. Again, this was KY3.
How do you prove who made it in and who didn't get in?
Do they scan tickets when you go in?
I guess they would, yeah.
I don't
right? right?
That's probably how you would know.
There you go.
Are those tickets? Yeah, those tickets would be individual.
Yeah.
So you'd know exactly which were which.
Because everything's digital these days. So yeah.
If you didn't make it into the venue, should those people be getting a refund or should they have made better plans for getting
accountability?
913-586-7798. So here was a couple of people that it was interesting because this KY3, which I believe is a TV channel, had a reporter that was going to the show.
Okay.
And so that's how she got video on it and knew that this was going on. So she talked to someone who said, "I never made it into the venue," Matthew Haygood said. "We sat there for almost 4 hours trying to get into the concert and just gave up." He said he paid for parking at the Fruit Farm, which is a lot off US 65 and State Highway 86. He said workers never checked his receipt on Friday night. It's the same person. Yeah, he said, we stood there from 5:15 until 8:30 p.m. There were still at least 500 to 1,000 people in front of us, and there was no way we were getting in.
Wow.
They were telling people to walk. That was an option. To tell people to walk across Highway 65.
Oh, man.
Other people said they paid for parking, but it was never checked, or there was no room, or there was nowhere to sit once they got to the venue. Well, some said they didn't get to the venue till 9:15.
Someone said on the text line they just upgraded from 10,000 to 50,000 seats and that they weren't prepared for it.
Okay, if anybody's more familiar with this venue than I am, 913-586-7798.
I'm not going. That's why I just want to make sure I know, you know, where I'm not going.
So what, and I've only got the one story about it. Apparently there's a lot on Facebook, but I'm just going off this one story. So if you have parking problems, and if that's true, we could look that up. We could find out if they just expanded from 10,000 to 50,000. If they did that and they didn't provide enough parking or didn't accommodate that, if you don't get into the show, I don't know what the reasonable amount of time is, how much time you plan. If you're going to a show at Arrowhead, let's say, or Bonner Springs, how much time ahead do you plan to deal with traffic and parking, or T-Mobile Center for that matter? I mean, because that can get busy too.
Yeah.
What's the reasonable amount of time to expect that you should get there beforehand and still get into the venue? And at what point is this ridiculous and the venue or somebody or Garth Brooks needs to refund your tickets if you don't make it in? 913-586-7798.
And who was the report you were reading from?
This was KY3.com.
Okay. Ashley Reynolds, that's what I'm looking at, too.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Wow, what a mess. I mean, look at this picture. Like, that's a mess. Like, that is a mess.
People are walking down the highway to try to get into that show. So yeah. What's the amount of time? 2 hours? If you're going to a show at Arrowhead and you want to be in the doors.
I've gone out to Arrowhead to see Guns N' Roses and the Rolling Stones right as I got off air, and I just realized I'm just going to park wherever I can and then walk, right?
Okay.
As soon as I can get in. I have raced out there after to catch Game 7 of 2014 World Series when we lost to the Giants, right? Same thing. My friends were all out there. They're saying, get here as quick as you can, and I literally just busted out as soon as I got off air. Might have even had somebody come in and just fill in the last little bit for me so I could just kind of truncate that time. But I mean, that when you look at like the sports complex, clearly they've got that figured out in terms of like, you know, you got Monday Night Football coming up, right? You got Monday Night Football coming up, Chiefs versus Raiders.
Yeah.
And you're going to have many different avenues because whenever I go out there, we went out to the baseball games a couple times this year, right? The last homestand, me and the boy went out, just him and I didn't take the highway to get in. Right, like I'm a bigger fan of taking 31st to Stadium Drive and sneaking in the back way. I'm just not because I know that I can get there quicker because the highway usually everyone stays on the highway versus off. Just from that picture alone, and I've never been down there, but I know the Ozarks, I know the layout. And I kind of you look at this picture, you can tell they weren't ready for this. There was somebody. The expression "biting off more than you could chew" definitely comes into play here.
And we're looking up details on the theater. Carrie has called us up from Kansas City. Carrie, you went to that show.
I did. I was there on Saturday night.
Tell me all about it.
So we were told that the parking lots opened at noon. And
show was at what time?
Probably like 7.
The first act was at 5:15.
Okay.
And so I was told per Ticketmaster that the parking lot opened at noon, which I bought a ticket for the parking lot at the venue. I did not shuttle in. So I was there at noon in the parking lot. And again, the show started at around 5:30 for the first act. It was over at around 10:30. We were told by the Highway Patrol to be prepared to sit in the parking lot for 3 hours after the concert because we were first in and last out. We sat for 2 hours, but there's only one entrance in and one entrance out. And when you leave the venue, it's a two-lane highway. So very crowded.
Okay, so did you hear stories? Like, were there people that you knew of, or were you hearing stories about how people that didn't get in or that were trying to get in because parking lots were so full or they were walking on the highway?
We had heard that the people from the night before on Friday night, there were approximately 1,000 plus people that did not make it to the concert because they were the ones that rode the shuttle. The shuttles were running behind. I don't know that that happened Saturday night. I did not hear that. But to tell people to walk on that two-lane highway would have been very, very dangerous.
Okay, so he did three shows. Is that right?
He did. He did Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so that makes sense. You went Saturday. The story that I have is from Friday, and that fits them with what the story says, that there was a three-hour wait to get on the shuttle to get from the parking lots to get to the venue, and that those were the people that missed it. Okay, that all makes sense then. Was it a good show?
It was amazing. The venue is, like, it's a smaller stage than what I've seen him perform on at Arrowhead and T-Mobile. But it was more like a campfire experience. I had general admission tickets, but I was right by the stage. If you were looking at the stage, to the right of the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an amazing experience. But again, you have to have a lot of patience. You have to get there early. We tailgated for several hours. But we were told ahead of time that's what was going to happen.
Wow. Well, that helps. If you know ahead of time, then that definitely helps. So, well, good. I'm glad you had fun at least, despite the long day. Thanks, Carrie. We appreciate you getting in. 913-586-7798. Okay, so what should happen then? That totally fits with what people are saying about Friday night, was that they waited, they were told to park in these lots, they paid for that parking, they wait for 3 hours to get shuttles to the venue, that takes too long, they miss the show, should they be getting refunds? 913-586-7798. We'll take a break here. Wrap up the hour next on KMBZ. Back here with you on this Tuesday morning, Jason Nivens Afternoons on 98.9. The Rock is in for John Grayson. Garth Brooks did three shows at this venue in the Ozarks over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And apparently it was the Friday show that caused some problems. And some of you were texting in. KY3.com had done this story saying that there were people that apparently the way it works is there's a two-lane highway, Highway 65, that runs by the venue, and parking was going to be at a few places, Fruit Farm and a few places that they were going to shuttle people in from. And apparently those parking lots were so jammed and they weren't ready with enough shuttles that people waited 3 hours for shuttles and then missed the concert, to the point that some of them were told just to go ahead and walk on this two-lane highway to get you into the concert venue, which doesn't sound like that's the safest thing in the world.
No.
And so some of them were asking for refunds. Again, this was Garth Brooks. This was at the Thunder Ridge Nature Arena. Somebody told us they recently expanded this arena from 10,000 seats to 50,000 seats, and that they weren't prepared with enough parking there to accommodate that.
Clearly. I mean, when you are told by, was it MoDOT, it's going to take you 3.5 hours to leave? I don't know, but like, it's been a while since, but pre-pandemic, I was hitting up a lot of shows, right? And I would, in certain bands, Foo Fighters, Dropkick Murphys, Clutch, even Guns N' Roses, I would come home and I'd like to listen to some more music. I'd like to go back and revisit it because I'm kind of a music nerd like that. I don't know if I want to revisit 3.5 hours to get out of a parking lot with Garth Brooks.
So Texter went to the show, left their Airbnb at 4, which was 5 minutes away from the Fruit Farm parking. Apparently, that's where everybody parked. Parked at the Fruit Farm at 5 and didn't make it to the venue until 8 p.m. Listener had said that the opener went on at 5:15, so I'm going to guess, I don't know if you missed some of Garth Brooks or not. They said roads into and out of there were not built for this. There were only 8 shuttled charter buses being used. Everybody using the same two-lane road to try to get into the venue. I wonder, could they have made that one way? Could they have made that two-lane road one way?
Kind of like when you leave the sports complex, the in-roads are now out-roads and all that.
Yeah.
I went to the Big Cedar Lodge Facebook page, right?
Okay.
And this is 2 days ago, Saturday, October 1st, traffic advisory. So, arena game. Okay, pre-show, 6 o'clock.
Does Big Thunder Ridge have a Facebook page of its own?
Yeah, Big Cedar Lodge. I thought it was Big Cedar Lodge.
We're talking about two different things. Big Cedar Lodge is...
I thought that's where the show was at.
I don't know the Ozarks well enough. This is Thunder Ridge Nature Arena.
Oh, okay. Well, this is from Saturday, October 1st. Wasn't that? Oh, so Friday was the one that...
Friday was the bad one.
Thunder Ridge Nature Arena. There it is. Let's see what we got it here.
Yeah, we're all on it now at the same time. Okay, here's what they said. This was October 1st. So this was, what day of the week was? That was Saturday. For those coming to the show, please plan on arriving early. They said the two-lane highway will get backed up and some parking lots require shuttles to get to and from the venue. Traffic will be heavy. Parking lots open at noon. Arena gates were at 5. Concert begins at 7. They didn't post anything before that. Uh-huh. So, yeah, somebody left a message on their Facebook page saying, I clocked almost 3 hours to leave the first lot on site. Wow. Okay. And then to try to get out of there took another 3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. And ADA accommodations, according to one person, were awful. Elderly had issues with mobility. I mean, when you look at the picture of it, it looks like a gorgeous facility. Mm-hmm. I mean, right on the lake there, it looks real nice. But, I mean, it's, you know.
Okay, so who should get money here? If you followed what they said, if you got there at 5 and you missed the show still because of shuttles, if you did what they said, I don't know how you prove what time you got there is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, so there's, yeah, that's the thing. Like, here's another one on Facebook that says it got to the fruit farm lot. Whoever the fruit farm is.
Yeah, popular.
I feel sorry for these guys. At 5:10, and they didn't get to the concert until 8:15. I don't know if it's ever taken me 3 hours to get into a show before. Like, I've waited in line. Sure, I've waited in line, like most people. Waited in line to go into T-Mobile. I waited in line to go into many places. We had, you know, we used to have a big line for Rockfest back in the day, but it moved pretty quickly. But 3 hours.
So
three hours is bonkers, man.
What's the fix then? I mean, because you have to shuttle people in. I don't know how far Fruit Farm is, but you got to shuttle people in. It's not, you can't have people walking on that two-lane road.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the fix to get people to that venue faster?
Well, it sounds like the issue is, and this is another comment, that it's a world-class facility on a two-lane highway with one way in and one way out.
Build another road? I mean, is that?
I mean, you're good luck. I mean, you're going to
That's what I mean. Like,
tear down trees and put in roads, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
Is it more shuttles? Is it? Because our shuttles still got to get back and forth.
I don't know. I mean, maybe you don't go. Realistically, the future answer is you don't sell as many tickets.
Right. That's, so there aren't as many cars.
That's
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, we're coming up on 11:00. Jason Nivens, Afternoons on the Rock, in for John Grayson. We'll take a break. Be back in the next hour here on KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.